from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo. Topping our report this hour, the scathing report on New Jersey State Police that led State Attorney General Matt Plotkin to take over part of the agency shows troopers believe the agency has become weaponized. In his decision yesterday, Plotkin placed the state police's HR department under his, while also ordering reforms to its hiring process. The move comes after the two reports citing widespread complaints of discrimination. Currently, there are 24 states with legal recreational cannabis, but just New Jersey and Delaware are left with no provisions for at-home cultivation. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says legal cannabis has always been about social justice.
We've locked up a lot of nonviolent offenders over the last several decades who have had trouble turning their lives around.
Despite the legal sales market, growing cannabis at home is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a very large fine. For the second year in a row, Princeton, MIT, and Harvard are topping U.S. college rankings.
U.S. News and World Report is out with its 2025 college rankings. And once again, New Jersey's Princeton University is the number one institution in the country, followed by two Massachusetts schools, MIT in second place and Harvard in third. Stanford University in California was tied with Harvard last year, but is now ranked fourth. The top liberal arts schools are Williams and Amherst colleges, both in Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania's Swarthmore College. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, as you just heard, but new challenges are testing our education system. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges, tomorrow night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen here on New Jersey 101.5. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will the sun make an appearance tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, cloudy and sticky tonight with a few showers around. Those will be in the mid-60s. A humid, warmer day tomorrow with clouds and some breaks of sun. There will be a shower or two around with highs between 75 and 80. A couple of showers around early tomorrow night, which could be heavy and gusty across North Jersey. Otherwise, rather cloudy, warm and sticky. Lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. And mostly cloudy for Friday. There can be a couple of showers across South Jersey. Highs Friday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have 60 degrees in Andover, 64 degrees Monroe, 64 degrees Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley. You'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC, and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.